Hi, everybody. Welcome to Soapy. I'm Rebecca Buttig. Thank you so much for listening, being here with us.
Hi. I'm here, too. I'm Greg Rickhart.
Oh, yeah, him. I'm super excited about our guest today. He happens to be our mutual soap crush.
Yes.
Would you say that?
I would absolutely say that.
And he's gathering crushes as we go, because our producer now has one. And yeah, a lot of people
He's very crush-worthy.
Yeah, we should talk. Tell everyone who it is.
Well, you knew him as Chad DeMira on Days of Our Lives. Mm-hmm. I knew him as my Chadwick. And you now know him as Kane Ashby on The Young and the Restless. Today we are welcoming our pal, Billy Flynn to the show.
That sounds like a soap opera name,
Billy Flynn. Well, it's also the character from Chicago.
Oh, right? Is it? Is that what it is? Because I knew it sounded familiar. I was like, I feel like I know this name.
Yeah. So I'm wearing my heart t-shirt for Billy because I love him so much. Do you have on something, a little something special for Billy too?
You look
a little different.
I might have put on a couple eyelashes for Billy, you know?
Okay.
Bat my eyes at him.
Bat your eyes at him. Okay, we're going to be cool, guys. We're going to be cool. How's my hair? My hair look okay?
And yours, too.
All right, yes. My husband's like, please.
Well, we're very, very excited to interview him and for you to get to know him.
We'll be right back with our pal, our crush, Mr. Billy Flynn.
Yes, Billy Flynn, who is currently on The Young and the Restless, and I have never seen my co-host so flustered in my life.
It's Billy Flynn? Flustered. It's not William?
You are flustered.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, Greg okay. Rickhart is flustered. Oh, you can call me whatever you want,
yeah,
Daddy.
So can you, though.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay, here we go. Chadwick.
What a production this
my
is.
My Chadwick.
Look at you two. Let me just say.
Oh, go on.
That's amazing. I understand why it's so good from you, because you're beautiful and talented. You must have a mom or a dad that like run this. No.
Oh.
This is breaking.
I mean,
no,
look at this heart that he bore for you.
I have to do this. It's to shield my own heart.
Oh, honey.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm happy to see you.
Let's tell everyone how you two know each other so well.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Grindr.
He's kidding. Grindr.
Oh, my God. No wonder he loves you. Okay, I will tell everyone. You famously played Chadwick.
Mm-hmm. Chadwick.
DeMira?
DeMira.
On Days of Our Lives for many years. 10?
From 2004 to 20.
Close to 12, I think.
Wow, 12 years.
Long time.
And that's how you know each other.
That's how we know each other.
We met on Beyond. Actually, no. We met at Easton Gym. About a decade ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. You want to dig this story up?
Yeah, I'm going to dig this story up.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
So, you know, back when...
back when you used to work out?
Yeah, he was working out. That's the funniest thing.
Oh, is this going to happen? Because I will leave right now. So, you know, we as Maddie Kane can attest, whenever we were in one of the soap magazines, he'd bring them to our dressing room. And you must have just started, and you were in all the soap magazines, and I saw you at the gym, and I was like, oh, that's that guy from Days of Our Lives. And I walked over, and I was like, hey, my name's Greg. I work on Young and the Restless. You could not have been less bothered. You were like, okay. And I was like, oh, fuck off.
I don't know if this is
This is absolutely accurate, and it's true. And I was like, oh, I think I don't like that guy. And then I got to Days years later, and I was like, no. I do like that.
Might have been you do. Might have been a weird time for me.
We'll get to that. It might have been a weird time for you.
Oh, geez, are we going to get to that?
If you want to, we don't have to. I'm an open book.
Let's talk about anything.
Really?
I don't, yeah.
Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
She just had a baby. My daughter was born three days ago?
May 4th. Yeah, May 4th. Yeah, Ello and Jean.
Congratulations.
Ello and Jean Flynn. Yeah, she's
amazing. You're now a father of three.
Archer, Callum, and Ello.
Four, two, and
I have to do this now. I was telling Matt, I was like, I gotta like count kids. I need a homestead. I need a farm.
Yeah, seriously.
In Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm gonna come right next door to you.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, so yeah, your roots are Minnesota roots, both of you. That's where you're born and raised, yes?
Born and raised, a little town, about 1,500 people, St. Francis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you went to St. Cloud.
Went to St. Cloud.
Yep. I chased a
girl to St. Cloud.
I have a vintage t-shirt that says, I survived driving through St. Cloud or something. I survived.
It's, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a college town.
It is that.
Right.
Okay. So what brought you out here? Because you did not pursue acting right when you got here, did you?
I did. Well, this time. I mean, I'd always wanted to being, I mean, my entire life, I remember watching Sound of Music when I was a kid, and I just wanted to do that. I wanted to, however that made me feel, that's what I wanted to do. So I always wanted to act and move up. My dad lived out here, so I kept asking my mom if I could come out here and do it. And it just was, my dad and I didn't have a really close relationship. So it never worked out. And then when I was, I chased a girl to college, but when I graduated college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I came out here. I was like, I'm going to go do that. I'm finally going to do that. And I spent every penny I had in like 2 months just partying in Seal Beach. So I had to go home.
Seal Beach.
Why
you were Seal like, I'm going to come to, not Hollywood, I'm going to go to Seal Beach.
Well, I didn't have that much money. So my dad lived in Little Rock. Uh-huh. So I stayed with him, but I had like a friend who knew this guy who owned a surf company who lived in Seal Beach. And I was like, well, that's more fun than Little Rock. So I stayed in Seal Beach, and then I would like take, I was like on Craigslist looking for like an agent. Or you know, like modeling. Yeah.
That's, how are you still alive? Yeah.
And anyway, so it didn't work out. I ended up moving home. I got a job as a financial analyst, and I did that for like 3 years.
But didn't you get?
Did
weren't you,
do
you
that
a
here? You were a financial analyst.
At Warner Brothers?
Yeah, Warner Brothers. Yeah, but so I got. It was like during 2011 when that like recession was kind of happening. So I got laid off, and they offered like an extra bonus to anybody who like willingly took the layoff. And I was like, yeah, I'll take that. So I packed up and I moved out here. And then on the way I was like, well, I need a job. So I applied at Warner Brothers and got a job as a financial analyst there, and lasted about 8 months until
and
I
were
got
you,
fired.
Were, and you got fired.
You got fired? Why?
Yeah.
Were you terrible?
Well, I took it upon myself to go to the boss and tell them everything I thought was wrong with the finance department in Warner Brothers. Yeah, that didn't go over well. So they sent me on my way.
Okay, so were
but
you?
But was it
exciting to be there because you're?
Well, that was another problem. Is I would just go missing. I would just walk around the lot for hours. I mean, I just lived in my head of this fantasy that like one day I would be
get discovered or something.
Yeah. I would walk around. I'd like put my nice clothes on and walk around thinking like, I'm gonna get discovered. They're gonna
Where's
be
the
like,
casting
God,
office?
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that never happened.
Well, it did, just not the way you wanted it to. So, okay, so then walk us through leaving that, and then did you then say, all right, I'm going to really commit to trying to get representation and auditioning and all that?
I don't know. I think it was more just like I knew what I wanted to do. I didn't know how to do it, and it was just more survival. So, like, when that was done, I was on, what was it? Actors Access. And I was just submitting myself absolutely everything, and nothing ever came up. And then, this acting class, I mean, I went to acting class like almost every single day. And when I first took an acting class, I had such bad stage fright that like my entire body was shaking.
Aww.
So it took me like a year or two just to get over that. But I met this guy named Jason Olive who knew a guy named Rick Ferrari, who was an agent at a commercial agent. And I got my first commercial agent and booked a Taco Bell commercial, which gave me a little bit of money to like, you know, stop trying to just do weird odd jobs. And then he got me my manager, Patrick Corcoran. And then that was kind of how it all started. But I mean, it happened relatively quick, I guess. I mean, it was 2013. End of 2013 when I started Days. So it was like 2-3 years, something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
That is pretty quick.
It's funny though, because that was kind of for me too. It was about a little more than three years from when I first got here to when I started working. But feels like when you're in those 3 years, it feels
long.
Ages.
Hard. Yeah. I was living on a sailboat because I couldn't afford rent.
In the marina, right?
Yeah, in the marina.
Well, obviously.
And it was like, there was like a couple, I had a buddy who had a sailboat, and it was like, it was either basically sleep in my car or the sailboat. And he had a sailboat, and it was, I think, like $250 a month.
Wow. Wow.
And I remember, I'll never forget like driving there the first time, because I had everything that I owned in the back of my Jeep. I don't even think I had a valid driver's license because I couldn't afford to pay the tabs at the time. And I parked and I went in, and it was like, I don't know what I was expecting, but there's just this like, there's like a padlock on like a wooden, kind of door that you got to pull out.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's pitch black. And I'm like, oh boy, what have I become? And it ended up being one of the best experiences of my life. Like I tell my wife all the time, like, I'm going to buy a sailboat.
We have friends who have a boat in Arrowhead, and we get on that boat, and within like an hour, I'm like, I need a nap. Like, the water just rocks.
It's the best sleep you'll ever have in your life. Yeah.
So when you got the audition for the soap, did you ever think, I don't know if that's what I want to do, or were you?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Oh yeah. I told my manager I wanted to turn it down.
Like, I'm not going to do a soap.
Didn't want to do a soap. Yeah. I wanted to. You know, I mean, I loved like James Dean and the movies Ryan Gosling was doing. And, I wanted to do that. So I got the audition, and I got one audition for Marnie, and it was like a thug. And I went in and I did it, and she's like, okay, great, thanks. And then shortly after, she called me in for Chad. I had no idea what the part was, and I had no idea that it was going to be taking over essentially the whole Demare family, because there was no Demares on canvas at the time. There was one, but he was leaving. It was EJ, James Scott was there, and he was about to leave.
Yeah.
So, and it was like the tail end of the audition. So they had already seen like, I don't remember, I might be exaggerating this, but it was like 1200 people or some crazy amount of people.
Wow.
And yeah, so it worked out. I got she made the offer, and I told him, I was like, I don't think I want to do this. And my manager was like, man, you're living on a boat. you can't afford to eat. You know, why don't you take this job and see what happens? And it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you to leave? Did you ever want to leave?
Yeah, I think I fought it for like the first 4 years, but it was, during that, it was weird period for me. Not so much in the beginning, you know, like it was a weird experience. I spent I'd never made money like that before. So there was like, there's good and bad coming at me at the time. Like I met who's now my wife, Gina. They're like my first paycheck, just before I got my first paycheck, I took her on her first date. Cause I was like, sweet, I'm going to make some money. I can afford to take this girl out. At the same time, I lived in so much fear because I was afraid that it wasn't going to last. I thought for 10 years I was going to get fired from Days. I never, like, you know, people are doing their dressing rooms. I never once changed one thing in my dressing room because I was convinced that they would tell me I'm leaving the next day.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that voice was?
I don't know. Probably, some level of like, maybe I didn't feel like I deserved it, or happiness, or I wasn't good enough.
Right.
But at the same time, that thing, I mean, I grew up playing sports. So that thing is what also drives me to be better and keep going.
And compete.
Yeah. And compete. So it's almost like I created, I mean, my wife tells me all the time, I create all of this stuff, all these obstacles, because it's how I feel like I can achieve things or overcome things. It's like I need to set these unattainable goals and put all these obstacles in the way.
Rather than have it just be an easy path for me to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. but yeah, so it was a lot of fear, but and a lot of that was like, this isn't what I want to do. I don't know. Yeah.
So at what point, and you already touched on it, but I know you were going through some personal struggles.
Yeah.
Did you think that overcoming and delve into that as much as you want, but do you think that at the time that you started to overcome some of those demons, is that when you really began to settle into the role and being happy about being there and not necessarily feeling insecure about your role there?
Yeah. I mean, that's when I felt a little bit more settled, but I think like around year, I mean, into the first year, I think is when my character and the romance that my character was in, Chad and Abigail, mm-hmm. like really took off, and it became super popular. And that sort of popularity started to go to my head. And you know, a lot of this ego, but then I lost somebody who was really close to me. So you mix kind of ego with this sort of pain. It was my great grandmother passed away who, you know, was as much of like a soulmate in my life as I probably could have other than my wife. And it broke me. So I started living pretty unhealthily. And is that a word? Unhealthily. Unhealthily?
Unhealthily.
Doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right at all. I wasn't living a very healthy lifestyle.
But you're talking to a girl who can't talk, so it's fine. I can never come up with words.
We're following you.
Sound wonderful.
Whatever language you are speaking.
But yeah, so that, and that probably just like, just sort of inflamed a little bit of a problem that was always there anyway. I kind of became, my life had kind of become unmanageable and I wasn't really fun to be around or work with. So the show had told me that they were going to give the character a break, but I had already made the decision that I needed to figure this out because I just got married like a year ago and my wife wasn't happy. And
was the show giving you an ultimatum?
No, I didn't have a choice.
Oh,
otherwise it probably would have stayed, you know, despite, but like I knew I needed to figure something out. So my last day, I drove from there to rehab, and that's where I got sober. And then it was in that where I kind of like, once you kind of clear out of those cobwebs and start to figure out that grief and all those issues, where that fear was coming from and that pain and that anxiety, was when I kind of was like, oh, wait a second, I do deserve this. I do deserve to be happy. I'm good at it, I think. And luckily they gave me another chance to come back.
What year was this?
And actually I wasn't supposed to go, like, I kind of showed up unannounced because I was like, I got really fit before I left. I wasn't in great shape. I got super fit when I was away, and I was like, I'm going to do, I texted somebody who was working at the time. I forget who. And I was like, I'm going to come by. I want to grab lunch. But really, I just wanted to
see the new body.
I wanted a peacock.
How healthy.
No pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the producer saw and he's like, you look great. How you doing? And I was like, really good. And he's like, let's talk. And I got in trouble from a few of the people who worked there who were like, you're not supposed to be here.
Wait, oh. Why? Really? You'd get in trouble.
But then the producer at the time was like, no, he's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
What year was this?
It was 2018.
And when you were going through rehab, did you have to go through that thing where you make phone calls to people and apologize? And
do I still owe you one?
Well, I was going to say, there was a guy at the gym who came up to you yeah. and was really polite and kind and welcoming you to the soap world, and you were not very kind.
You know, I don't remember that, but I wasn't in a good place, okay. And I'd like to make an amends to you for treating
apology.
Me that way. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've been giving you a living amends ever since.
Yes, but we've got a good thing going on.
I don't know. So 2018. How much more ass I can kiss to... Can you say ass on this?
Sure.
Yeah, you can say ass.
That's 2018, and... Yep. That's great. So that's 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm coming up on 8 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is. Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of amazing.
And three kids later, like your whole life changes.
But I'm saying like all of the wonderful things that have come into your life since then, your children, me, now Rebecca.
Yeah. You are such a word. Oh my God.
All right. So
no
you
wonder all the ladies and the boys like you. Anyway. So tell us about how you got to YNR, because you played a really established character on Days, and to leave that and jump over to YNR where you're playing a recast, which I have too as well, by the way. Very different from the person that played my role. Mm-hmm. I think you're very different from the gentleman who played yours. And I'm very curious what that was like for you. How do you made that decision? Because that's a big decision. It's a big move.
Yeah, I mean, one, I just been on Days, and again, I'm like, you know, there's that saying, like, you never get the job you want by staying at the one you have type of mentality, and you know, as you know, like, you took a big gamble, and now you have this great leading character on a show, and we sort of
took opposite paths.
Yeah.
I mean, my trajectory is a little different, but
yeah,
this is about you.
Josh was, had written on Days, and he was like kind of instrumental in creating this really amazing story where it was this necktie killer storyline, and it was sort of this sort of climactic moment in Chad and Abigail's relationship. It was just a really well done story. Mm-hmm. And I got close with Josh when he was writing that, and I had, and then he left, and I just always wanted to work with him. And as that was kind of coming, the writing for my character kind of got a little bit stagnant, and they weren't using me, I guess, as much as I thought they should or I wanted, or, I wasn't doing what I thought I could do at the show. So, I kind of kept in touch with Josh over the years, and every once in a while I'd be like, hey, is there anything popping up? And a few times there did, and it didn't line up, right. You know, for, you know, some higher purpose. And then, finally he called and he's like, what's your situation? And I was like, I have a couple months left, on my deal. And he goes, well, I got this part. It's a great part. And he kind of explained it to me. I had no idea what the character was. And I was like, it sounds amazing. Let's see what can happen. And luckily Days was amazing about it, and they understood. And Josh and everybody at CBS and Sony, they were able to postpone some stuff, and they made it work. And then once I signed and everything was official, they told me it was Kane Ashby. And I was like, huh? And immediately all that fear that I felt when I first started playing Chad came back. And I was like, I can't do this. You know, this is going to work. It's too different. And you gave me a lot of help, with that. And, yeah, it was weird. I mean, it was everything I wanted to feel, which was the fear, the butterflies, yeah, that I didn't have anymore at Days. I, not that I wasn't enjoying it. It just didn't excite me anymore. I didn't feel like I was being, pushed or tested. And that feeling of going to Y&R and playing this character that I was like, I don't think I'm right for this character. Like, you know, right away I did. I mean, I'm like, look, maybe, but I was younger. I wasn't Australian. There's all these different factors. And, the audience loved him, loved the relationship he was in. And now I went from like kind of being a part of like building what was known as kind of like a super couple to now I'm like jumping in at like the tail end of one, or like trying to reignite one.
So it's terrifying. Interesting. I went through the same experience, because when I auditioned for my part, I'm like, I'm not getting this. I'm just doing it because as an exercise, and also like, you know, maybe they'll think of me for something else.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not right for it. And then when I got it, I was like, what? Because I thought it was going to be an uphill battle just to get the fans to, because again, she was 10 years older than me. I'm a grandma on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
We like to make fun of that I am. I mean, whatever. I'm old enough to be a grandma. So, but anyway.
Especially in this world, yes. No, I'm saying, but sure, I'm old enough to be a grandma.
But I mean, it was terrifying. And also, it was an established character and there's so much history. And there's no way you can, it's just so hard to get all of that before you start, because you start very, very soon after you get the part. And it's like, how do you get that in your body, all that history? You know, you can know it, but to really feel it, like when you develop a character, you really feel that history.
You just have to know that it's going to come.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first, I mean, there was like, I think I had 3 days off from leaving Days to starting Y&R.
Didn't you take a vacation? You took a vacation.
No.
Didn't for 3 days?
No, I was going to have one, but then they asked me to come in a little bit earlier.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, I, you know, obviously you get prepared, and like, I was so nervous, and I'm going in and these scenes are with everybody on the entire cast, which they don't do stuff like that. You know, like very rarely you'll have
you into the deep end.
Yeah. You're like and it was a ton of, I mean, I was shooting like six episodes a week. And I hadn't done that in a long time. There was all that fear, but at least there was like, I had a foundation of knowing like, okay, this is a marathon and I know fans aren't going to like this casting, and I know that it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't try to like reinvent the wheel, you know, like I knew that the things that I did that made Chad a success were going to make this new version of Kane a success. And that's, you know, part of it is just like, I value simplicity in my work and in my life. And I just stuck to that. I was like, you know, I didn't get caught up on like, oh, this isn't going to work. And if something did feel odd or didn't feel familiar because I'm in playing a new character, I just said the words they gave me simply and knew that like, and also you're courting. I knew that like me and Crystal Khalil were going to have to build this thing. And that was terrifying because it was so popular. But in that is the challenge. The obstacle is going, I'm going to court Crystal, not Lily, not Kane. You know, like I wanted to get to know her and become friends with her. And so it just, you know, you just do it one day at a time, one show at a time. And now a year into it, like, it feels pretty good. I feel like the reception has turned and I feel like I'm starting to get a little bit.
Well, was there, and this is something I thought about yesterday, because both of you guys, were coming into pretty iconic roles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think there was for you, and I'm not sure about for you, but was there a negative fan reaction at first to you now playing this role?
Yeah.
See now, I don't pay attention to that stuff, even with Connor, who's, what is so interesting too about your story is that as you were leaving this one iconic role, an actor from Young and the Restless, mm-hmm. Connor Floyd, was taking over your iconic role on Days of Our Lives. And you set him up for success with such grace and such dignity by sort of propelling him and wishing him well. Mm-hmm. And I think by doing that, you kind of give the audience
permission
mm-hmm. or a little nudge in the right direction.
Yeah.
Or you do it the way that you two guys do it, which is just by being great and doing good work. And then they just come along when they're ready to come along.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice to have that. You know,
it goes one of two ways, right?
Yeah, but you know, but maybe because there wasn't, I also knew that, like, and also it's just, you know how I am. You've been around me long enough. Like, I love that Connor was getting that opportunity to go and play this bigger part, and I love that character. And I spent, you know, it's the thing about, you know, the, I guess it's the way I work, but like during those times in my life that I was going through all of those things, that all of that went into Chad.
Yeah.
You know, every bit of who I am, and that character on paper when I left was probably more me than the character that they wrote. So like I loved giving that over to him and also knowing that like he's going to bring something completely different to it. And I loved giving him advice. You know, I mean, I saw the episode with Peter Bergman and the way he talked about the work and that kind of stuff. And back to the point of like, did I want to do it? I would sign up 30-year contract now if I could. It's been the greatest gift of my life. And getting to see the, you know, the work and now the people at Young and the Restless, the people that I've got to work with there. I mean, Jason Thompson, Eric Braden, Christian LeBlanc, Chris. I mean, it's insane. It's Michelle, like, an all-star Stafford, cast. Michelle Stafford.
They're all just incredible.
It's crazy.
Incredible actors.
Yeah. And I'm just, so I just, I feel very blessed, but, yeah, I wanted to set Connor up because I knew how hard it is. And there was a lot of negative fan reaction and I knew there would be, but that's also the obstacle that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
You know, is knowing like, okay, I'm going to, one at a time, I'm going to turn and you can see it happening in real time. Even there must have been like there was an episode that played last week or maybe this week. This kind of moment with Kane and Lily and you start to go like, okay, now all these people who are like, oh, you know, this person will always be my Kane is now like, I can't, you know, I love him. Can't imagine it being somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine that you would have a problem having chemistry with anyone. You probably have chemistry with a doorknob.
I've tried. Back in the old days, I tried.
Also, you know, but what you were saying about how much of you was in Chad when you left. I don't think I thought about this until just now because Connor and I, who plays, and the relationship between Leo and Chad is specific and special. And Connor and I have a great dynamic and I think in part it's because of the love I have for you that Leo has for Chad was already there as the foundation. Mm-hmm. And it's such a different dynamic, but it still is infused with so much of like what we got to do.
Yeah. I mean, that was an important relationship for me. There was a few things that meant a lot to me when I was on Days. I don't know if I ever told this story, I don't think, but maybe you privately was. I remember when I booked Days of Our Lives, my family threw this party for me back home at this small little bar in Anoka, Minnesota. And I remember there's a woman outside, cause there, you know, there's a big banner that says, you know, Days of Our Lives or whatever. And there's this woman outside, you're going to be on Days of Our Lives. I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, can you tell those writers not to write any more of that gay stuff? And I remember thinking, have I told you this?
Yeah,
I told you this.
Yeah.
And I remember in my mind going like, what? Oh, okay. And my character, Chad, was best friends with the two gay characters on the show.
Will and Sonny.
Yep. Sonny and Will, but you're new, so okay. I'll let it slide. And from the very first episode I had, I wanted to, playing a straight character, give those two characters like real love and real affection. Even the flirting that the characters would have, it all felt authentic and nothing felt over the top, but we would hug and we would give each other, you know, we would kiss each other. We wouldn't make out, not like you and me would, you know, but, but that was important to me. And the fans at first were like, that's kind of odd because it was so different than what the other chat did. And it became such a staple of those characters. And our thing was kind of similar too, which was to have a character who would get hit on constantly.
But you were not bothered by it.
No, and to enjoy it. And yeah. I think where our characters left was not where our characters would have ended up in the place they ended up if it weren't for what you brought to the character and how I reacted with that, which was important to show that, like, you know, and it all goes back to what that lady said, which was kind of like a middle finger to like, I'm going to do the opposite of that.
I'm going to have them write it more. But it's the way in which we get to move the cultural needle, right? By just being authentic and doing what we do.
Yeah.
We did an interview once where they said, your two characters have such great chemistry together. And I was like, well, you know, chemistry between actors doesn't have to be sexual. I go, in our case, it absolutely is, but.
But I love that because, you know, unlike most shows in daytime, you can steer them a little bit because mm-hmm. if you show that and you do that and it's like well-received, people are and they start writing more and more of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's amazing.
It's amazing to be able to do that. And I've seen it happen like multiple times with, whether it's a relation, like a, you know, a kind of chemistry test that goes a certain way. I mean, our situation, Chad with Sonny Will, I mean, the stuff that they started writing, it's just expanded that relationship into a much more like loving and compassionate, like real friendship.
I also think, you know, one of the things that makes you so interesting is you're a leading man, but you are so not afraid to do character work, right? And to delve into things like when we did the Beyond Salem stuff. And not just the Beyond Salem, mm-hmm. but they had him in full mm-hmm. drag, looking stunning. But it was a Belinda.
Belinda that on weekends now.
Yeah. Well, they took it from his weekend work and
did like it.
Put it onto the show. Was it Belinda China Shop? Wasn't
Belinda China Shop? Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but what are you going to do? I mean, if it serves, and it made sense.
Yeah.
But
it made sense, but I don't think it was accidental that they said, who are we going to put, which characters are we going to put in this story? Because I don't think everyone else would have dove in headfirst the way you did.
Yeah, maybe not. I would hope that somebody would, but you're right. I mean, I think I actually remember a conversation where they brought it up because they were nervous because I think they were going to ask somebody else to do it and they didn't want to do it. So maybe you're right. Yeah,
I'm sure. I'm always right.
So your mom threw a party for you when you got Days, and I've read that is Young and the Restless her favorite soap opera?
It was, yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it is. Her and my stepdad watch it. Now they call and ask for
she's so excited.
She loves it, yeah. Yeah, she's amazing. Her favorite soap.
my cousin grew up my cousin Lori, I think she watches this podcast, and she was an ABC because Lori, back in the days when it was like you had to record them and it was mm-hmm. you watched whatever network you recorded. And then when I started working on Young and Restless, she started watching YNR. And then I had a family wedding a few weeks ago in New York, and we were having a conversation. She goes, by the way, I still watch Young and the Restless. I go, that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's some people that wonder, it's still on. It's great. I mean, I think it's they seem better than ever. Now you have Beyond the Gates and podcast.
The genre's having a moment.
It's you have people that like, that really, that Stuart, I mean, you know, Peter said it before and he always talks about it where he goes.
Peter Bergman?
Yeah, Peter Bergman. How he wants people when they see the work. And he said it to me a couple of times when he goes, that's the one I want them to watch. Cause he has this kind of this saying where he's like, you know, I'm always worried that somebody's going to, a friend of mine or somebody I know is going to like tune in and see the show and it's going to be like, oh. and he's always so good. You'll do scenes with him. He goes, that's the one I want my friends to watch.
Yeah.
You know, you have people like that who steward kind of this industry, and so I wonder why it's still amazing. I mean, to that Eric Braeden, like I was just
going to ask you about that. I was going to say, you've been there a year. Who has had the biggest impact on you in terms of actors?
I mean, everybody, I'd said like nobody put me over, but that's not true. I mean, I feel like Eric and Jason Thompson and Peter all sort of made up for that and sort of put me over. I mean, when you do a scene with Eric, it almost feels like the test, like almost like you're the
you've never had to listen as actively as you have to listen when you're working with Eric.
Yeah, you got to be there with him. I mean, we had this scene where I just sat and I sat across from him like this, and I remember my character was supposed to be sort of his rival. But I didn't play with ego with him at all. And we just sat back and had this conversation. And he just at one point, you're good. You know? And it's like, and it felt like that. I was like, okay, that's the one. you need. Everybody there is really like really special. And not to say that I didn't have great experiences, you know, before, but it just feels different. It feels like I found like a place where not only like I feel like I'm tested every single day and I get to work with these amazing actors, but the compassion and the love that they have and give you, like, I mean, Jason Thompson, none of these people had to be kind or give me as much love as they did when I came in, and from the minute I walked in, they're like, no, you're Kane. So anytime I was worried, and you did the same, you know,
talk me down off the ledge of being
nervous and afraid. If it weren't for that, I don't know if I would have had the success that I did.
You're so honest with your vulnerability, though. I remember I met you in the parking lot and you were like, I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
It was like your first days there. One of your first days.
I still get nervous.
And you were so charming. I'm like, he's so just real. And no wonder Greg has a crush. That's what I thought, and I left, and I called him.
Uh-huh.
I just met Billy Flynn. Now I get it.
Well, you know, you were going to be fine no matter what. But I'm glad that you had some people helping you along.
Yeah.
And change is good. And I'm glad that you are thriving in this new environment. Mm-hmm. As much as I miss you, but I'm happy to see you.
Happy to see you too.
Okay, so we have soapy hotline questions. Is that where we're at? All right.
Why do you think people should watch soaps today?
I mean, I still for the same reason I think they should have they watched them years ago. I mean, they're their stories, you know, like you're getting these, you know, romance in the afternoon. I think some of it's funny, some of it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like it can be a little bit kitschy, but you also have great moments and great acting, and it's on every day. You get to live with these characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get to do like comedy there the way you did at Days?
No. I mean, I am who I am. You know, I had a scene with Crystal the other day, and there was a moment in it, and she goes, I knew exactly how you were going to say that line when I just knew how you were going to put your spin on it. So yeah, I guess Kane now has his little Billy moments, I guess, those little things.
Isms, yeah.
Isms.
Okay, I have one question.
Well, I was going to say, if Kane and Lily reunite, and where are you guys on that journey, how would you feel about them having another bebe?
Well, she can't have a baby because she had cancer. So she had
ovarian cancer. Yeah. Well, there's always adoption, right?
Yeah. Let's have them all.
And are you guys, where are you in your...
What's aired?
We're sort of, we're getting to a place now where we're reconnecting and we're getting closer again. We're not fully there yet.
Got it.
We're on the way.
What's the biggest difference between Days and YNR's production?
Speed, I would say.
You know, it doesn't feel, I mean, it's, speed of Days moves really fast, but it feels like you move fast at YNR too. It just feels like there's a little bit more time. Things feel, a little slower, I guess. Feels bigger, like a bigger production, you know?
Yeah.
The environment, it just feels, it's just different. I mean, when you're there, it feels like days move so fast. Sometimes it kind of feels like you're doing like theater, like you're at like a theater, you know? And I remember why not? I was like, oh, this feels like a real thing.
I always say, I said this in an interview with that, especially if I'm making an entrance, like when I'm waiting for my cue, it really feels at days like live theater. Like I'm waiting to make my,
'cause there's people running around in the back. I mean, and not that there's not that, but there's, yeah, it's time, I guess. Yeah. It's, you don't feel as rushed.
Yeah. Anything else?
You have the same question I do.
Go for it.
Let's get some risque questions going.
Okay. Who do you miss the most from Days of Our Lives and why is it Greg Rickard?
You know why.
Fans, have you mentioned having a Taylor crossover to YNR to play with Billy? No.
I would love. Can
Taylor be your therapist?
Why do we need to be therapists? Let's have a, let's run there.
That's
my job.
Are you a therapist?
Yeah. And I've already crossed the line.
Okay. So our relationship can start
It starts on the
other. Might as well start, do another one. Another one.
Then you get disbarred.
Exactly. Fans are excited about Kane and Lily. How do you feel being part of another fan-loved pairing?
I feel great now. Yeah. Now that I feel like it's going. I mean, in the beginning, I was like, oh, no. Just felt like another mountain to climb. Yeah, I mean, you know.
I do know.
It does. It feels like a mountain to climb. You're like, I don't know if I have another one in me. Because, I mean, I was, Chad and Abigail, I did it with two actresses, which isn't easy.
Yeah.
When Kate Manzi was there, we became this huge couple. And then when Marcy Miller came, who is a brilliant actress, her and I took it to a whole other level. And I'm like, okay, I struck gold twice. I don't know if I have another one. I mean, Crystal's amazing. And it feels like it's like I did again.
Yeah.
Especially with kind of what we're shooting now and where it's going.
I hadn't thought about it until you just said it, but it's like to not only be part of a super couple, but when one of the actors chooses to leave and then you have to sort of rebuild that same relationship, but with a new person.
Yeah. It's not easy, but okay. I've got lucky. I mean, it's, if you are who you are, I feel like soaps is the one, it really gives you the opportunity to like, if you can be authentic and find comfort in nuance and simplicity, like you can make any of these relationships work. I mean, the chemistry I have with Jason Thompson is as good as the chemistry I have with Crystal. You know, it's, same with Eric. Like but you play who you are, teach character. And so I got lucky with Marcy. I mean, and Kate, I didn't have it with everybody at Days, and you don't have it with everybody ever, but like, you know, you get somebody good that you're working with. It's just show up and
they're open.
Yeah.
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 But it is lucky. I mean, Marcy came in and Marcy had never done a soap before. And, the stuff that her and I, some of the steam and she was with me during when things weren't going really well for me. She hung in there with me and she was a big part of helping me get better. Some of the work I did with her was like, I would put against, you know, I said earlier, but like, I wanted to do movies or tell those kind of like big romantic stories. Like I loved The Notebook and like, some of this work I did with her, I'd put against anything.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The two of you together. She's terrific.
Now with Crystal, the scene that we were talking about
I'm not supposed to talk about it. You know, they say that's a rule.
No. But we're just talking like one of my favorite scenes when I thought
he had this scene with Crystal and it's just,
it was like their coming out moment. Billy's coming out moment as Kane with Lily, where it was like New Year's Eve. And I had these scenes and I remember on paper and I told Crystal, there was this line right before I kiss her, where I say, please let me love you. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to say, this is an impossible line to say. And Chris, just shut up and say it. And I was like, oh yeah, that's all I got to do. And it turned into this moment that
it was so great.
That's really good.
If it had not been so simple, it would have been off. It would have been like so cheesy and awful, but it was so simple. And you were just like, oh my God, how could this woman not be in love with this man?
Thank you.
See?
God, I like you.
We're all in love with you, Billy Flynn. You know
what's funny is that scene, they had to do a little bit of a voiceover, and I had my son do the line, and I sent it to you know Vivian.
Yeah.
So she sent, and I didn't tell her. I just sent my son's reaction, and it was like, "I love you more than anything in the whole wide world," And my son, I'll show you when we're done. He's, I love you more than anything in the whole wide world. And she put it into the scene and sent it back to me.
Oh, God.
It's better than my performance, which is unfortunate.
So funny.
Yeah.
Well, we all love you.
Is this it?
Yeah.
No.
Do you want to talk? What do you want us to want to talk about? Anything. Is there anything else? You know what? Do you write? Do you want to direct? Do you want to do anything else?
I like directing. Yeah.
You'd like to direct?
I like working with actors. Yeah. So I'd like to do that.
Would you try and do it there?
I did it at Days when we did, they did before Beyond Salem, they did a spinoff of Chad and Abby in Paris. And we got to direct.
Tony loves Chachi.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that reference. But anyway.
Me and Kate Manzi both directed an episode of that. So that was fun. But soaps are a different beast.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't be as busy as we are all capable of being and fully commit to doing the work that it takes to learn the machinery of soap opera daily directing. It's too much.
That's why Liz Hendrickson,
start with like a short film
stopped.
Or something or
yeah.
do something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
how's Liz? Do you like being directed? It must be really fun to be directed by actors, right?
Yeah, she's wonderful. I mean, everybody there is... it's weird to say because it doesn't feel like a real place because everybody there is so amazing. Like I'm so happy there. But again, there comes like the imposter syndrome. I still feel like I'm coming up. I just passed a year and I'm like, I'm kind of waiting for that knock on the door every day where you're like, they're going to be like, you know what? It's not really working out. I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Thanks for the time. You know, everybody's been amazing.
No, not going to happen.
No, everybody there is amazing.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. I think we are done.
We're done? So I'm not going to talk or see you again for another how long?
I went back through our texts, and the last time I reached out to you was, they're outside, to give you clothes for your sons that my son no longer fits in. And you were like, yeah, I would like those. And I was like, well, you're going to have to come and get them. And crickets.
We live by each other now.
I know. We got to.
You do?
Also, I didn't tell you this, and Rob got a job in London for 7 months, so I am going to need... help. So come on over with your sons.
You need help. I have 3 kids now.
Yes,
I need help.
But you have a spouse who is here. I am going to be solo parenting for 7 months.
What do you want? Hugs and kisses?
If you're offering them up, and that's
what kind of
help? Then yes.
You guys can work this out.
Yes, we'll work it out.
Oh, we got to go. We got to wrap up.
Listening is like, what is happening? I feel like
okay.
For you,
someone's
person. I want to be. Let's be good friends.
You can watch this charmless person here.
Horrible looking man.
Daily on The Young and the Restless on CBS, or you can stream watching him on the Paramount Plus app. And you can watch this episode of Soapy, along with any others that you may have missed on the CBS YouTube channel. And you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. And we thank you. We love you. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you guys next time.